This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 92 of bookcareers.com live. In episode 91, we started our chat with Alice Murphy-Pyle, Head of Marketing at Harper North UK, the new Northern publishing house from HarperCollins. And if you haven't yet heard it, do go back and listen. Alice was so helpful and gave so much brilliant information, we had to split the interview in two parts. Here is part two. So I know we're in the middle of a pandemic, but what does a typical day look like for you at Harper North?
So usually my working day starts about between 8:30 and 9-ish, and I usually go through some emails first thing just to make sure there's nothing that I've missed, and then we have a team catch up at 10 o'clock every morning where we just chat to each other and just see what everybody else is doing for the day. So at the moment we're a team of 5, so it's small enough that we can answer one another when we, when we're like, can anybody help me with this? And so we'll do that for about 30 minutes, and then I might have some calls with museums or people who are doing literary prizes or awards, and lots of things coming up next year that we're trying to kind of get out and meet. And then we would usually kind of work on a pitch or work on a campaign. So we've got lots of things that we haven't yet announced in terms of our publishing for 2021, which is really exciting. So it's all kind of all at the planning stage with that. And then with the branding of Harper North, we're still working quite closely with freelancers and with designers. So for example, our logo was designed by a Manchester-based creative agency called Glorious Creative, so I might speak to them if we need anything. Like, for example, last week we sent our book Believers off to print and we needed our logo on the spine, so things like that always take much longer than you think they're going to, and then might have a bit of lunch after that, and I try and get out and have a little walk at lunchtime every day because otherwise it's a lot of time looking at screens. And then in the afternoon we might have an acquisitions meeting or an editorial meeting where we'll talk about the books that we have in, because we know that at the moment every one of our books is saying something about who Harper North are. So we know that we have to think about what we want to publish. So we have lots and lots of debates and lots of conversations about, our submissions. And also it's interesting because we have open submissions as well. So we all kind of quite like to look at the manuscripts that we're getting in from people. And we do get things sent by agents. It's probably about 60-40 at the moment from agented to unagented content that we get. And then I might have a call with other marketing people across HarperCollins. So we do speak to the wider HarperCollins company when we need to as well. And then after that, it's a bit of a scramble to go and collect my daughter from nursery. So every day is quite busy, but it's always quite varied as well. So it's fun.
That's great. You mentioned there a team of 5. Are there any plans to expand it?
We do have plans to expand. It's really tricky at the moment because we're all working from home, so we are kind of starting to formulate where we might need extra people, but I think because we don't have any books coming out yet, so we're not, as a company, we're kind of not at the stage where we're looking to expand in terms of hiring people full-time. So most of our external people working for us are freelancers at the moment. So I'm working, for example, with lots of designers, and I worked with a videographer last week to put a trailer together for us. So we would look to expand, but it's not something that we're actively doing. I know that the first role probably we will get is a commissioning editor for fiction. So at the moment we've got a publishing director and a senior commissioning editor for non-fiction, but the job role went up for the fiction commissioner in March. I think it was the 10th of March, so it was the week before lockdown. So that role is kind of actively vacant. You know, at the moment I'm doing all the marketing and all the publicity, so that's something that will hopefully change at some point.
Okay, because you mentioned there that you're using freelancers for marketing. If somebody's interested in freelancing for marketing, are you taking any new freelancers on?
So we are. So what we're trying to do where we can is work with kind of northern talent. So we're trying where it's possible to have more people who we would naturally work with in the north. So I think one of the things that's been shown to us is that we can't be using the same freelancers that everybody else in London publishing goes for. If people have a CV that they want to send over, if you have a CV and a portfolio, we're particularly looking for designers at the moment. So if you wanted to send your CV and portfolio to hello@harpernorth.co.uk, that will get sent on to me. And I'm looking at every single one.
What skills do you think are essential for a role in book marketing?
I think having a curiosity about the world is so important. So I don't think there's any particular skills that you massively need to have in terms of tech skills. So I think knowing what's going on, not necessarily just in books, but also in TV and in music and in media, that's really useful because, you know, that does impact in the day to day. So for example, if there's a Facebook boycott, you might need to think about, okay, is Facebook the best place to place advertising at the moment? So that's always really important. In terms of kind of hard skills, having Photoshop is really useful because then you can do design work. Podcast editing is always useful. I think basically being able to learn, so having an openness to taking on new things, marketing is changing so fast. It probably is one of the fastest changing parts of the publishing process, and there's always something new, and it's being able to evaluate what's coming next in terms of trends and balance between trying something new that's going to work and testing and being okay if it doesn't. So it's being able to use your critical thinking to work out what is worthwhile and what is just a flash in the pan that's going to be gone. So I remember when I was first working as the marketing executive doing an advertising campaign in a bus stop that had a QR code on it. I think by the end of it, it had 12 people had used the QR code. So it just was something that never, ever took off. So being able to test things, but kind of being robust about saying, that didn't work, let's move on to the next thing. And I think the other thing that I've really worked on in myself, and I think when you recognize it in other people, it's always valuable, is having resilience, because I think publishing is built on testing and failing and kind of being okay with that. So every time you publish a book, as we all know, it's a gamble. So being okay with making mistakes and kind of owning it and learning from it and then using that knowledge next time. I think resilience is really, really important. And I think the times in my career where I haven't felt very resilient are the times that I've struggled most, because, we never really know how things are going to work out in terms of books. So you can put all your eggs in one basket, but sometimes they, you know, sometimes things don't work out, and then picking yourself up and getting on to the next thing is the hardest thing to do, but that's kind of what you need to do. And I think across all departments, you know, from sales to editorial, you know, even in production, you know, that you have these kind of failures in the day-to-day, and it's being okay with having those and just being okay with trying again. And I think that's really, really important. And I think if I see that, you know, if somebody can show that in an interview with me, that's always really, really worthwhile. And, you know, I hired somebody in my previous role who had never worked in marketing before, because I just could see that the skills she had were so... she'd worked so hard to gain them that I just knew that she'd be really, really determined to take on new things. So I think resilience, determination, just being hardworking, and just having that eye for what's actually going on in the market at the moment, they're the things that will make you really, really invaluable as a marketeer.
That is absolutely brilliant advice. Thank you so much. And I'm going to bring this episode to a close, and just to thank you so much, Alice. That's been really helpful. Thank you so much to Alice Murphy-Pyle, Head of Marketing at Harper North UK. If you want to contact Harper North, you can do so on Twitter at Harper North UK or via email hello@harpernorth.co.uk. Alice can be found on Twitter at Alice Murphy Pyle. If you are stuck in your publishing job search, please book into the Careers Clinic on the Book Careers website or email me, Suzanne@bookcareers.com. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.